This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
What, Tony Soprano?
What not?
Sign It was the worst episode ever.
Yeah.
What not?
But let's not start with Tony Soprano.
No. What's happened to our show?
Let's start with...
Oh, here we go.
We'll have the Belcher phone calls in a moment. A lot of you waiting on my review of Spidey 3. Got it for you. Coming up. How's your Monday? Toots.
Spider-Man. Spider-Man.
Right.
Does whatever a spider can. Spins a web.
Funny.
Any size. Catches things just like flies. Look out.
Look out.
Here comes the Spider-Man.
Yeah, right, that's funny. No, it is funny. It's the other one.
Yeah.
Where's that other one?
Listen,
from last week?
Not that one. Where's that other one?
The one with the better lyrics.
You mean the guy that's got the voice that goes, Spider-Man, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He's a member of the Fantastic Four.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man. He can talk to fish underwater. When he turns green, he grows in size. His clothes rip off from kryptonite. Look out. Here comes the Spider-Man. He's my favorite member of the Fantastic Four. His utility belt is really cool. His airplane is invisible. Spinach makes him super strong. Shazam! Mm-hmm. There goes the Spider-Man.
What not?
You know!
You know!
You know!
You know!
And how about Knight Rider 2007?
Please.
Are you all right?
What?
Are you all right, Michael?
I'll be fine.
I took the liberty of scanning your vital signs. Your blood pressure is 190 over 120, and your pulse is 104.
Who said?
If I may be so bold, what on earth were you doing down there?
I'll be fine.
You can't be serious, Michael.
I'll be fine.
I suggest you keep your ample derriere off my hood.
I'm going to stop.
I'm sorry, Michael. I have nothing to say.
Because I'm hungry. I'm a human life.
I beg your pardon.
I'm doing your life.
How demeaning.
Shut.
Don't touch Turbo Boost. Something tells me you shouldn't touch Turbo Boost.
I love you, my.
Ugh. Unforgivable.
I'll have you. Unbull.
Very funny.
I'll have you. Never go.
Very well. Doesn't he ever give up?
On her talent. This is a mess.
I see your point.
Unbull.
Oh, shut up.
You.
Not now, Michael. I have a headache.
Thank you,
Good night.
Huh?
Wow. William
big,
Daniels.
Big.
There
big,
he is.
Big. Bang, 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 bang.
Yeah, there, boy.
What a bay, da ba da boo da boo.
Yeah, there, boy.
There, boy.
That's all I'm there, boy.
Hey, Monday there, boy.
How was your weekend there, boy?
Yeah, what a weekend there, boy.
Boy, how about some Belcher tapes, boy?
Yeah, let's do it there, boy.
He calls the DJs and he vapes, right? That's
right.
Why is that funny?
How about that Kentucky Derby there? Huh?
How about your boy?
Yeah, the Derby there.
Yeah, this is nice. Listen. And you're on the air.
Are you on some kind of delay, Sydney?
You betcha.
Oh, let me turn this down.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me turn down my radio.
Good move, comrade.
Conrad.
How long have you been on that radio for?
Oh, since the Carter administration. He was my co-host back then. Anyway, how you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling great. Probably the best I've felt in a long time, actually.
Good for you. Far out.
Yeah, and I've actually been listening to you. I just did the math.
Far
out.
I've
been listening to you. It's been 28 years.
You've been listening to me for 28 years?
28 years. Years.
Are you crazy? What the hell?
Yeah, I mean, on and off.
On and off, okay.
Since I've been listening for 28 years, could I just say Happy New Year to my friends Don, Mike, Buzz, and Joe?
Sure.
Buzz, particularly, who taught me how to kiss like a man.
Okay.
You want to know what's really funny?
The whiskers.
No, besides the whiskers.
Okay.
28 years later,
yeah,
I still think it's funny to do this.
You, yeah, I remember, you were one of my first calls. This is the Belcher, he belched on my show when I started. I mean, remember how upset Jimmy Carter used to get when you did that? But I want to end this on a holy thing, so thank you for your 28 years of annoying the hell out of me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Just at any time, pal.
Okay.
Take care, bye-bye. You see, everyone loves me, even the people who make funny noises.
I love that guy.
Toodaloo ass.
Good afternoon, Talkback. You are up next with Ian Williams. Hello.
Good afternoon, gentlepersons. The reason that I'm calling is because I think that the average person with any common sense realizes that the United Nations has become as solid as cellulite. And I should know since I have some. But the reason that I'm calling is because I believe that a lot of the member nations that are against the United States are against us for the sole purpose that the State Department refuses the worldwide distribution of the Don and Mike Show.
And no, would you? Come on. This is one of our regular crowd callers. You're very funny. Good afternoon, Talk Back. You're up next. Hello. Come on.
Good afternoon. Hello.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is one of our big quarters.
He didn't even burp on that one.
No, he didn't have time.
Yeah, well, we'll take it on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh.
You're on the air.
I'm on the... Hold on, let me turn down my radio.
Hold on a second, that was my mistake. Excuse me, let's hear the beginning of that one again.
All right. Well, we'll take it on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh.
You're on the air.
I'm on the... Hold on, let me turn down my radio. Good morning, gentle person. It's nice to hear you on the radio. There are not enough... female or lady talk show host.
Thank you.
Lady.
It's nice to hear one. And I really am enjoying the theme of your show. And I subscribe to one of the previous callers' opinion that I think larger women just give you more love.
Personally, I think we're snuggly.
I think you're very snuggly. The more rolls, the better, I would say. Though I do subscribe to Dr. Don Geronimo's theory that the deeper the belly button, the fatter the woman.
Okay.
Or is it the fatter the woman,
the deeper the belly button?
No, actually, it's the fattest woman on earth must have the deepest belly button.
I would say so. What's your first name?
Rudy.
Glad to meet you.
Now, since it's rare to have a woman on the radio, would you mind if I...
were you able to dump it? Thank you. So sorry. So sorry. That's what happens when you take live calls.
Ended with an album.
I'm going to stop.
Hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
You know.
What's that?
Big. Bang, 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 bang.
Bang, bang.
Welcome back to the show. Welcome
back. All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Uh-oh, Tongo! Ah!
No, Kelly Clarkson!
Gay.
He prefers to be treated like a dog, and also a toilet.
Oh, yes, it is.
Hello, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
Goodbye!
But glorious goo.
I thought he sucked.
Hey.
Be warned, this is extremely graphic, so if you have small children in the room, don't let them disturb you.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
We are.
Really? Wow, cool.
Very cool. Oh, hold on a second. Where is Ed? Hi, Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Lady.
Hi, Ed. Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back to the show.
Hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
How the frig are you? Hi, little brains. We're little brains just like you. You bet we are. Don and Mike Show, new episode, and it's Monday. The phone number, maybe you just heard it. 877-365-3636. Take your calls all day. All day long. That's why we're here. All day suckers.
I like that. Very definitive statement at the beginning of the show. We'll take them all day long.
All day.
It doesn't matter. You know, look, it doesn't matter. It's what we do.
As long as they come in, we'll take them. You know.
You know.
You know.
You know.
know.
You know.
You know.
You know.
Whatnot.
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 Believe that?
Tony Soprano said whatnot. Isn't my taste in music awful?
Not to me.
Every once in a while, I can throw a piece of garbage like this at just the beginning, and we're going to talk over it.
I don't think anything of it when you put something like this on. This is you.
Why do you favor rape?
I don't know, Larry.
Our top winner in the showcase is gay.
That would be me for selecting that song.
Miss Moreau, what year would that be? Would that be 70s?
69. Yeah.
69.
69, my favorite year, woo! My favorite position.
All right.
My favorite to order at the Chinese restaurant, Toucan Chu.
And that's a 1969 joke, too, so that goes along
still
with
holds
it.
Up.
And that's actually been out there, but probably before you and I came along, that joke.
Dream
was out
of
there.
Some young guy, please.
IP Daily.
Under the Bleachers by Seymour Heine. That's right.
How are you?
How are you?
Whatnot.
What was that it? I mean, was it the overall sucking of the episode or the fact that he said what? I think it was a combination of both.
That
right?
was the worst. It was maybe,
ever.
Of all of the Sopranos, maybe the worst one ever.
It had to be a good one following last week's, which also sucked.
It made last week's look like a tour de force.
Great. You know, I was saying to all you guys last time that they had it, 10 years ago when they had their last run of new episodes on
Seems
The Sopranos,
like it, yeah.
I thought 30% of those suck, too.
Yeah, it's...
And it's just been going. You know what kills me is, what do we have, 4 episodes left?
That's right.
Yep.
When are they going to start getting... starting new plot lines.
Didn't you want an entire hour of AJ crying?
Oh, God, that...
When
I stood up and I said, that's it, when AJ is in the shrink's office, that's when I said, okay, forget it.
Before we discuss The Sopranos, we really should discuss Spidey 3.
Okay.
All right. Which set all kinds of freaking box office records this weekend.
I loved it.
You didn't see it.
I did. No, I did go see it.
Did you really?
No.
You said you were going.
I walked into that night. Well, are you ready?
I'm ready for your review.
What do you think?
Was that a tip-off right there? Incredible?
Might have been.
So good. Oh, no.
Which is it?
What do you think? Do you think I loved it or hated it?
You know, I'm going to say you're a contrarian a lot of times. You love being going against the flow in a certain way. And in other ways, you love being like with the country. And since it got a good number, I'm going to say you loved it.
I'm going to say I didn't see it because my girlfriend, who has no respect for time, did not arrive back into town until last night at 7:30. I love her. I really do.
It wasn't like that was the number one thing you were looking forward to all weekend.
Waiting. Oh,
and not only me, but her as well. Remember, she had gone to the trouble of buying 8 million boxes of Ritz cookies, cracker things, so we could get our free tickets to go see Spider-Man.
I mean, you were talking about Sunday. On Friday, I knew you were planning, and you were making a big deal about the fact that you weren't going to go see it without her.
Right, when the reviews started to come out and they were awful, and everybody that I know has told me it just sucks ass, I still wanted to see it to make up my own mind.
Sure.
And she was very firm in saying, in real life, not only on the radio, I think, but in real life, she said to me, you know, listen, seriously, let's go see this movie together. You're looking forward to it. I'm going to go to my mom's. She left on Thursday. The plan was she was going to get up early on Sunday morning,
right?
Drive back, and then we'd go see the movie, maybe catch some dinner, and watch The Sopranos.
That's okay, perfect. Now you are the first person that I heard this from about her. I'm sure maybe it's been said before, but you're the person that said she doesn't respect time. So I would assume...
I say that with love, Mike.
I know you say it with love.
It's her only flaw.
And I would assume that you are somebody who would probably be at least able to... not assume that she's going to leave when she says she's going to leave, and you'd be able to maybe make a phone call and say, have you left yet? Have you left yet? Have you left yet? You didn't bother with that?
Well, here's the thing. Talked to her on Saturday quite a few times when she was doing the various errands and stuff with her family.
Good.
And she kept saying over and over again, okay, I'm going to get up early on Sunday and come back so we can go to the movies. Early Sunday, we go to the movies. Right.
All right. Can I? I don't mean to keep interrupting you, but
let me.
I'm fascinated with this because you really made a very, very significant deal of this last week.
Mm-hmm.
When she said she's going to get up early on Sunday, at that point, was there a conversation where a specific time was mentioned?
Here's the thing. I got to be careful how I put this.
Okay.
Sure, boy.
Yeah. Sure.
Because I know.
What's the time?
Because I know she's very. I know.
Boy, she's got to get up early there, boy.
She's a smart woman.
Yes.
She knows if she's 5.5 hours away.
Yeah.
She's going to have to probably be on the road, I would guess. I don't know. What do I know about things? I'm just a man who has respect for time.
Right.
I would say be on the road by, 7 a.m. by the latest. That'll get you home by, 12:30, 1 o'clock.
Make it to the movie.
Dick around with the dogs a little bit.
You got all afternoon. You got, three, four shows you can go to.
Go see the movie, have dinner, watch The Sopranos. She called at 8:30. 8:30 yesterday morning.
Huh.
I thought it would be the call that was, hey, I'm on the road.
Yeah.
And when the phone rang and I saw the caller ID, I thought, I gotta give her props.
Mm-hmm.
She's on the road a little later than I would be, but she's on the road.
All right.
She said, hi, good morning. I said, what's happening? She said, oh.
Oh, no.
I was up late painting that room with my mom, and I'm just having my second cup of coffee now with my mom, and I'm showing her our pictures from Jamaica. And I said, groovy, because at this point, I already know it.
Yeah. You know it's toast.
Yeah. I have proof. Give me just a moment.
Okay.
And we'll get to the proof.
All right.
She said, I'm still going to get out of here really fast. I'm going to have the coffee with my mom. Then I'm going to call my dad. And her parents are, like a lot of parents.
Sure.
They split up
okay.
once. But they live close to each other.
So she has to visit both of them?
Yeah. So she said, I'm going to call my dad. Just swing by. It's on the way out. Swing by real fast. He might not even be up for seeing me. And then I'll see you. And I said, okay, I tell you what, sweetie, and this answers your question, Mike, about updates.
Right.
I said to Janet, listen, don't call me, please, with an update saying I'm going to be leaving in 10 minutes. Just call me when you are actually on the road coming home.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, all right, that's good. And I hung up the phone immediately, 8:30, and called Rob.
Right.
And I call him now as my witness from... Step up, Robbie.
Take the stand, please.
At that point, I asked Rob to place his bet on when Janet would be home because I, in my mind, already knew that there was not a chance she's going to be home in time for the movie.
It was actually a little before 8:30 when you called, and you locked in your guest and then invited me to guess. And my guess was 6 p.m., and he said, you can't have it. That guess is already taken.
Wow.
So I took 6:15.
Okay.
She surprised us all.
What time did she give you the update as to when she actually hit the road?
When the phone rang at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock in the afternoon.
She did as I requested. She didn't call with these BS updates like I'm leaving in just a moment. She called at 2 o'clock.
Was her cab late?
so she got home at
5 hours? It took her 5 hours. She was going to swing by and see her dad?
Yeah.
And finish up drinking coffee? It took...
Now, see, here's the thing.
She does have a problem.
No, hey, watch it. Hey, them's fighting words there, boy.
Well, you're the one that said it. I'm just saying that.
It's like, I can say it, you can't say
it. Oh, that's, I understand. But I mean, she does have a little issue with, but I don't get it. I don't get, what did she do?
I know a lot of you probably are thinking, well, hey, you big dumbass, why didn't you just go to the movie by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing is, until I got the call at 2 o'clock, I didn't know. There was still a chance that she could do a squirrely thing, like a Jimmy Legs thing, and all of a sudden it would be like, hey, I'm here, I'm ready to go to the movies.
Right. Like if she maybe got going in an hour or something.
And
like
I was
that.
Thinking, there's even if she arrived as late as, around noon, I was thinking, oh, God, even if she gets here by 5, technically, she still is going to have that window where she could say, we can still go to the movies.
Yeah, right.
So I really, even though I knew in my heart she was not going to make it home on time, I couldn't go to the movies because there was the outside shot
that she might.
She'd get home in time.
So, which would she get home about 8? 8:30?
7:40.
7:40.
7:40.
7:40.
Mm-hmm. 7:40.
Which really would only allow you to go to the 9 o'clock show on Sunday, which you're not going to do because The Sopranos is on.
Sopranos. And,
but you seem like you completely have accepted this. So was there any tension when she got home?
I thought I played it well, and here's why I played it so well.
Did you play it Hoyt?
No, I didn't have to, because here's Janet's weird conception of time. Mm-hmm. About 4:30 yesterday, phone rings, and it's her. It says, hi. She gives me an update on where she is, about 3 hours away.
Yeah.
And she said, hey, I've just been driving along and thinking about things, and I just want to tell you something. I said, what, sweetie? She said, I'm really sorry. And I said, oh, don't sweat it. She said, about last weekend.
About the game?
Yeah, well, you know, we had that whole big fight in front of Rob and his son about she was late last week. So I imagine next weekend she'll say to me, hey, I'm really sorry about the
this
timing.
This is fascinating.
For the Spider-Man thing.
This is really, really. So everything was cool last night.
Yeah, what am I going to do? Get mad, like beat the crap out of her? No, I mean, you know, I'll live.
She can't even apologize on time.
That's right.
She's a week late on that.
Plus, boy.
Yeah, boy.
Hey, boy. Like every person that I know who respects comic books like I do had called me and already said, ugh, you want to stay away from this one. I mean, you're going to
It's not a big deal that you didn't go see it.
Well, I'm crushed, Mike.
I'm trying to read you. You know what I'm seeing here? I'm seeing somebody who's really trying to low-key it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, top of mind.
There's
with
a part
you.
Of me that just wants to scream about, you know.
You're venting right now. You're getting it out of your system right now.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Ah.
Find out what it means to me.
And not respecting individuals, respecting time. The clock on the wall.
Right. The atomic clock.
Right.
Respect it. Know it. Love it. Learn it.
I'm curious if she goes into any kind of explanation as to, because I'm kind of curious about the 8:30 call, and then it's 2 o'clock when she hits the road.
I guess she's just
hanging out with her family, right?
Yeah, let me just say, after a lifetime of experiencing women, I am not surprised. They're all carriers of this. Uh-huh. Some of them simply have it. Janet has it at stage 5
uh-huh.
of the no respect of time.
Advanced.
Most guys, their wives, you get it like your girlfriend at this point. She probably, if you have an appointment or something, she's dressed and she's ready to go. Maybe there's like a
Carla is great at being like, if I say I'm going to be here at a certain time, she's actually like, when we were dating, it was one of the greatest experiences of my life that she would be waiting for me at a restaurant. The first time we had like one of our very first dinner dates, she was waiting for me. What I learned after we started living together was the preparation time that cannot be altered.
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So in other words, she got ready on her own time and allowed for herself to be ready to get there early, and she is good about being punctual. However, you can't mess with her prep time.
Right.
So in other words, if we're running late and we don't have that 1.5 hour window of prep time, then all bets are off.
The minimum.
So that's you know, you say all women have. Yeah, all women have it, and it manifests itself in different ways. Mm-hmm. You know, and certain women can, you know, have to have that prep time. Other women don't respect time. But there's a time issue. I'd be hard pressed to argue with you that there's not a time issue with every man and woman out there.
In fairness to Janet, that she's an equal opportunity non-respecter of time, including her own. There have been many times that she's had stuff that she's had to do. Mm-hmm. And it's like that thing where I'm looking at her and going, why are you still here? You've got that a million things you wanted to do today,
mm-hmm.
things that you said you were going to do.
Right.
But, you know, what am I going to say to her?
Yeah.
It's like, it's the only flaw she's got. She really is a wonderful woman.
Yes.
I love her. It's just...
Clearly.
She has no respect for time.
And it's but you know it now. And so you can it's like in a golf swing. You can play the slice now.
Because
you know it's gonna go left to right every time you hit the ball, so you can play it that way.
I was not mad. Yeah, you know, like I said to Rob yesterday, or Buzz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any of the people that I called to tell that I wasn't mad.
Right, right.
I said to them all, I'm not mad.
Right.
Now let me tell you for about 30 minutes why I'm not mad.
Sure.
Now after I tell you that I'm not mad, huh, isn't this funny?
Right, right.
And
Well, then you've got it under control.
You'll be okay with it the next time it happens.
I believe so. And the other bullet that I dodged this weekend, well, not that that was a bullet. I knew that was going to happen. But because Jan was going to be out of town, my friend Tom, you know Tom,
mm-hmm.
He called me up on Saturday and he said, I got an idea. I have tickets for the NASCAR race tonight in Richmond. Why don't you pile in my Suburban,
right,
and let's all go down together. And I actually thought about it for a couple of seconds, and I thought, nah, you know, I'm going to get back to like 3 in the morning. No, thanks. Right. I get a call from him at about 9:15 on Saturday night. And it's not the normal sound that you would hear from someone in a NASCAR race.
Hmm. With the normal sound at 9:15 would be,
No, I mean with a loud,
right.
Right. No, it's rather quiet. Hmm. And he says, hey, it's Tom. How you doing? I said, I'm great. He said, have you turned on the race? And I said, oh, totally forgot about it. Yeah. He said, oh, it's been pouring rain down here in Richmond. He said, we've been here now for about 5 hours,
oof,
and it's been pouring rain, and there's 120,000 people, and he said that it smells very much like ass. And his quote was, he said, I can say this to you because we've been friends for so long. I'm really glad that you didn't come down with us, because right now you'd be very upset.
Oh, yeah, and miserable.
And I said, oh, what, me? And he said,
what?
He said, yeah, everybody's sitting inside the Suburban right now.
Yeah, the rain was all down south.
Yeah,
they got the race in, but the rain was all down there.
They didn't get the race in until yesterday.
Oh, is that when they finished it?
So yeah, they got like, he said, 10 laps in.
Okay.
And then they would.
Oh, that's like, right. He wanted you to come down for the Bush race, right?
No. The regular race is Saturday night.
Oh, okay. All
the
right.
NASCAR race under the lights. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it smelled like ass and it was raining and he sounded very miserable and he said.
Congratulations to Jimmy Johnson.
He said he thought that I would be unhappy in probably that situation. Mm-hmm.
You dodged one.
Could be unhappy with that. Uh-huh.
That would have been fun, though, you know, just looking at the people, the drunk people that smelled like ass from the window of the Suburban. You might have enjoyed the people watching down there.
Yeah, but I got what he was saying, though, after 5 hours.
It's got to be clear, no rain, hot. I mean, that's when you go see a race.
What he said to me was, he said, it's like Pimlico, mm-hmm, except it's not in Baltimore, it's in Richmond. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who have never been to those fine cities, well, you won't understand the inference, but
they're wonderful slices of Americana.
Richmond's they truly are. My God. As far as I'm concerned, you give that back to the Queen when she goes over to see Jamestown. You say, take this back. Take this whole city back with you.
Well, she's up here today. So is she gone yet? Did she leave yet?
Not quite, no.
Not yet. She's still in town.
She got to have dinner tonight. She got to have her pea soup tonight.
I understand. Right. She didn't respect time all that well this morning. She was a little late for her ceremony. For her ceremonial arrival. And then W punted it again.
What did he do?
He mentioned when you were here and he got the dates wrong for the bicentennial. You know, when you're here back in 1776, when you were here back in, I think he said, when you were here back in 1776, well, it was 1976.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you guys doing today?
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, not much. Hey, Don, I was thinking about it. You didn't want to miss Sopranos, but don't you have TiVo? Why wouldn't you just watch Sopranos like after you got done with the movie?
Well, first off, how old are you? I feel like I'm speaking to a man whose nuts haven't dropped yet.
I'm 19 years old.
19?
No, you got to be at least drinking age. I mean,
I'm 48. I'm not going to take crap from a 19-year-old. I mean, I take crap from a 22-year-old, but he's my son, for God's sakes.
But
I've been called. Get out of here, you creep.
Go and live.
You little creep.
But you're not a big, sometimes you use TiVo differently. You like to see something like The Sopranos because it's not commercially interrupted.
As it's happening.
As it's happening.
As it's happening. Right. And I'm a hermit, you know me, Sunday night, inside.
Mm-hmm. Stay in the doors.
Put your blanket on.
Stay in of doors. Make sure you stay in of doors.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, my buddies.
Hey, hello, Tom.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Tom.
See, I have. Whoops.
What?
See, I haven't been calling that much.
Hey, good for you.
You know.
You know.
You know.
You know.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
You know.
Guess what?
You know.
What? Watch it.
What?
Guess what this weekend is?
Mother's Day.
Nope. Guess what's Saturday night?
What is Saturday night?
Mother's Day Eve.
No, it's not.
Time to tardy? Party?
No. It's, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Great Falls, Virginia. Patriot Center, the main event, Jimmy Lang.
Tom, are you involved in some type of boxing match this weekend?
Yes, I am.
You're going to the boxing match at the Patriot Center?
Yes, I am. I'm working it.
Oh, you're very working. Good. And that's the main event? Jimmy Lang is the boxer in the main event?
Yep, Jimmy Lang.
Tom's on the undercard.
Tom, who are you going to be fighting?
Undertard. I'm not going to be fighting. Jimmy Lang is.
Did you say undertard?
I did. I corrected
you. You're not going to be fighting?
Nope, I'm going to be selling programs.
What do you say, Tom, when you're selling your programs? Let everybody hear what it sounds like.
Programs here. Get your programs.
You know.
And if, say,
how
much do the programs normally go for?
$5.
So
$5.
They're $5. So if I gave you $20, how much change would you give me back?
$20?
Yeah, I give you $20 for a $5 program. How much change are you going to give me back?
$15.
Hey.
What if I want three and I give you $20?
How much change does Don get back? Or does he get change back?
No.
He doesn't get
no
change.
Good for you, Tom.
What?
That's right. That's right. You got it.
That's right. What if I want to buy five? How much is that?
$25.
What if he wants to buy 10?
Ten programs?
Ten programs.
Oh, yeah.
That's $30.
Yes.
That's right.
Hey, what's the refund policy, Tom?
What?
Never mind.
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
Tom, what if I had a $50 bill, and I bought six programs. How many would you have to give? Oh, that's Joe couldn't get that one.
How much change?
What if I had a $20 bill and I bought two? How much change?
You buy two programs?
Yeah, and he gives you $20 and he wants two programs. How much change does he get?
He gets $5 back.
Yep,
fair enough.
That's right.
Hey, guess who's on my... Hey, I'm going to tell you something.
Wow. Oh, ooh, hey, you sound secretive right now.
You know. Guess who's on my God? I can't say. Guess who's on my MySpace?
Who?
Dumb ass. Dave.
Super Dave
on my goddamn... can I say it?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
He's on my goddamn MySpace. Get the hell off my goddamn MySpace, you goddamn douchebag Dave.
Well, why are you so mad at him, Tom?
What?
Why are you so mad at him?
Because I like to come in and be on the street doing what I did with Valentine.
Dude, he's running out of gas.
But, Tom, he's awesome. Super Dave is awesome.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
Well, not Super Dave.
He is.
No, you're wrong about that. No, you're wrong about that.
Hey.
You know.
No.
You know.
Charlie.
You know.
Charlie.
Super Dave is the best we've ever had.
Hey, no, he's not.
Oh, yes, he is.
Yes, he is. Without question.
He is a dumbass. The goddamn radio.
Now, you know what he is? He is the next great thing in radio.
Hey, guess
what are you doing to your phone?
I'm not doing anything.
Super Dave is such
Dave is a dumbass.
No, but he's such a great guy.
No, he's not. Really nice.
Super Dave can talk on the phone without running his gigantic chin into the buttons.
I'm not doing that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You know.
Yes, you are.
You know. Hey, Charlie.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, what are you doing?
How you doing today?
Good.
La, la, la.
Twice
and that's
own.
A disqualification for Thomas Aloysius Gavin. Two times he dropped the S-bomb.
Wow. I knew if I got him into Charlie and then went back to the Super Dave, catch him by surprise.
You know.
Like a sailor.
God, why doesn't he know better?
Super Dave is an S-head.
Rob had one. Super Dave got a job selling food at the Patriot Center. get him.
You know.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Super Dave's an S-head. So then we dump out, and he says the exact same thing.
Again. That's when he gets that was real natural getting ramped up, Tom.
Yeah, B.A. uniform.
Gotta love it.
Hey, let's hit a break here, Mike. Okay, when we come back, two things that you need to... Well, first, we'll talk about The Sopranos. I have an announcement about my brother, the Earth Dog, and a party. Let me just say this, dude. A major party that you and I were not invited to.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Have you heard about that?
Yeah.
Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not happy about that.
Nor am I.
I think that's not fair.
You wouldn't have gone if you were invited, would you?
No.
No, neither would I.
Yeah.
But it would be nice, wouldn't it?
It would be nice.
It would have been nice
to be included.
Yes.
Been included.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Would have been nice.
How many times have we opened our doors to these losers?
Many times.
No, not many times.
A few. Some,
one.
Some,
twice. Several. Once, twice.
Well, collectively. All the time.
Oh,
all.
Dozens.
The losers have been to my house.
Dozens.
Many times.
Yes, you many more times than me.
But you and I are... Hold on, Tom's back on the phone.
Right.
Tom, you cannot keep dropping... Tom, you cannot drop the S-bomb, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
I'm sorry.
Tom, did you hear that Super Dave got a job selling food at the Patriot Center?
Nope.
Yeah,
he did not.
Yeah, he did.
You know what? I'm going to kick his butt.
Well, no, there's no need for that. He's going to probably be the best hot dog salesman they have.
No, he didn't get no job.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
He's working right near you.
No, he's not.
You know.
Yes, he is.
Watch it.
You know.
You know.
Watch it.
You know.
You know.
There we go.
Hey, Charlie.
Hello.
What are you doing?
Sitting here talking to you.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Guess what?
What?
I'm going to go see Spider-Man 3 with my best friend, Super Dave.
I'm going to go see Spider-Man with my best, with Charlie the Animal Steel.
A friend.
With who?
You mean George the Animal Steel?
Yeah, George the Animal Steel.
Is he still alive?
Yes.
You've seen him?
Yep, I see him. He's outside waiting for me to go with him now.
Really?
George the Animal Steel is waiting for
you?
You must look like father and son because you both have bald heads.
You know.
Yeah.
Hey, where's Charlie?
Where's Charlie?
You know where Charlie is? He's talking to Super Dave right now.
Charlie
has a song for you. Would you like to hear it, Tom?
What?
Would you like to hear Charlie's new song
you
for
know.
You?
You know.
Yeah.
Here it goes, something like this.
I love Super Dave. I love Super Dave. I love Super Dave because he's my best friend.
Hell no. Hell no.
Hey, Tom?
What?
Are you tired today?
No, I'm happy.
He just doesn't seem...
I think he's been very energetic today. He's been very, very energetic today.
He can't seem to find the words.
Hey, Tom? Tom, if I want to buy one program... And I give you $7. How much do you give me back?
$3.
Perfect. You're the greatest, Tom.
Exactly. Those you programs. Are the greatest, Tom. You know we love you.
See, I like to come out and...
But, Tom?
Yes?
As much as we love you, we love Super Dave a million times more.
Can you tell us how great Super Dave is?
Dave is a no... No, wait a minute.
What?
Who did the Easter Bunny at
hey.
108 Main Street?
Tom, how do you spell super?
S-P... Listen.
You know.
You know.
You got shred.
You know.
Tom, we gotta hit a break.
You got shred.
Tom, take us to break.
Dynamite, get a break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.